And this is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. The November elections are over, but there is still a political battle brewing in Seattle. The city's only socialist council member, Shama Sawant, is the target of a December recall vote. She represents District 3, which includes Capitol Hill and the Central Area. KUOW politics reporter David Hyde unpacks the text and subtext of the campaign.
Technically, the recall is based on three charges that Shama Sawant broke certain laws. A protest, where Sawant's accused of leading a march to Mayor Jenny Durkin's home when, as a former U.S. attorney, Durkin's address is protected information. A former assistant U.S. attorney, Thomas Wales, was shot to death at his home address in Seattle back in 2001. For her part, Sawant says she didn't lead that protest and didn't know and still doesn't know the mayor's address. Another charge, that Sawant used city resources for a tax Amazon ballot initiative. Sawant says she's already paid the fine and noted that other council members have also violated those rules without being recalled. And finally, that Sawant let hundreds of protesters inside City Hall after hours during a pandemic.
Who's City Hall?
Sawant says she broke no law. We'll talk more about that incident in a minute. Henry Bridger is a recall spokesperson.
I don't like that politicians manipulate the system and violate the laws that they're supposed to uphold.
In some other states, like California, anyone can bring a recall purely for political reasons. Here in Washington, recalls first have to get past the courts, which in this case ruled only that there's enough evidence that Sawant broke the law for the recall to go ahead. Now it's up to the voters in District 3 to act as a sort of jury. But that distinction's not something that many voters seem to be aware of. Here at the Capitol Hill Farmers Market, it was hard to find voters who could name any of the charges. Here's Israel Hazami, who supports the recall.
I'm not familiar with what those charges are.
The specific charges are not something I could even rattle off the top of my head.
That was Velocity Haig, who's voting against the recall. Sawant says this is really about her politics. She's fought for issues, including renter protections and higher taxes on big businesses like Amazon. And Sawant is not a run-of-the-mill progressive. She's also a leading member of a Trotskyist political party called Socialist Alternative that sees each political battle for reform as an educational vehicle to raise working-class consciousness in the larger revolutionary struggle against capitalism.
We need a powerful socialist movement to end all capitalist oppression and exploitation.
But Sawant says she's being targeted for her support for Black Lives Matter protests. And two of the recall charges do refer to incidents that occurred at the height of the BLM protest movement two summers ago. Back to that 2020 protest we talked about earlier. On June 9th, Sawant led a group of marchers away from Capitol Hill and into Seattle's City Hall, where the chants focused on protester demands like defunding the police.
No justice, no peace, no racist police. No justice, no peace, no racist.
But when Sawant was done speaking, she reportedly led protesters in a different sort of chant about taxing Amazon, leading to media reports in the South Seattle Emerald and elsewhere that some protesters felt Sawant was trying to hijack the BLM movement for her own political ends. But Sawant says tax Amazon is linked to the Black Lives Matter movement.
Housing affordability and raising progressive revenues to fund social housing is very much linked to the needs of the Black community.
But for most of her supporters and critics at the Capitol Hill Farmers Market, the recall's less about that day two summers ago or any of the charges than it is about the current direction the city's taking. Here's District 3 resident Jonathan Eirich, who's voting no on the recall.
It's good to have a very strong left-wing voice. And with the council moving further to the right after the general election, it's more important than ever to make sure we're supporting shoring up the left and doing what we can to protect Seattle's most vulnerable people.
In contrast, Todd Shea says he voted for Bruce Harrell and other more moderate candidates in the November election, and now he's voting to recall Sawant.
I understand she tried to help folks, but I think she went too far, really, too far left.
Padmini Sirkantaya says she hasn't made up her mind yet.
Is her place better as an advocate rather than as a council person? And that's one of the things that I'll be thinking about.
But on the other hand, Sirkantaya added that having somebody on the council like Sawant, who's always pushing the political boundaries, is not necessarily a bad thing. David Hyde, KUOW News.